Yes, my people, like this, salute everybody this wonderful afternoon. And I want to use this opportunity to welcome her to Extractive Industrial Scope for Inside Infamy Radio. My name is Adeomo Akao. Today is the last Wednesday in the month of January 2021. The year that it takes time to wind off. I not did the house alone this morning. I did here with one man. When, in fact, he get organic blood, organic tongue, organic greeting. If I greet them organically before they know, say you'll be industrial man as well. I beg.
Make well, my country people, they greet on me on our brother, the organic senator, on our wedding.
Yes, right now I won't do organic mining. So now they wonder how companies begin to come into mining industry. Yes. You cannot separate agriculture from mineral resources when they're inside the soil. They have a lot from agriculture. Now you forget all those industries issues. Today, will they continue from where we'll be stopped the other week? And what will they do for there today? Wherever you're for listening to us all over the world, we won't let you know, say, when people they violate environmental rules, the negative effect of environmental rules violation on siting industries or mining sites, which will be the negative effect when the thing they create. Now, be what we won't discuss today. And to a very great extent, Africa now one place where this thing really they ravage a whole lot, and so. To the outside world, when they always, the Western people, when they always want come in to do businesses with us, I want make we quickly understand one thing, Organ Mike.
Yeah,
you find that say sometimes to cite an industry, waste disposal, environmental impact, and possible challenges to the environment. It always there alongside the survey when they do. But abiding by the rules of engagement, now they always be problem. What will be your take on that, first of all, before we enter the other part when really they go on with the matter to them?
The problem I'm missing for those things, most of these international companies, where would they see so? When they did their country, they must keep the rules because they see say that place, the laws, they work. But when they reach state, they reach country where law not they work, they go bypass, and you know why? Because they say now the rat where they house, now they go tell the one at the house, I say, see as you go take bypass everything to enter house. So now those our people go still tell them, say, forget that thing, no worry, try and hear nothing they happen. Now we they go even collect small thing for their hand joiner. Say now we they in charge, nothing. And really they'll try and the first time nothing happen, second time nothing happen. From there they just continue to try. Because country where law they read they work, you can't try it because if they get you, you know the repercussion. There was one time where would they talk of this popular, I think 80 something. Be early 90s where they talk about this pollution something where one company pay every fine to some family as much as at that time as much as $15 million to one family. By the time they pay, can they go hundreds of millions of dollars? The company even declare bankruptcy at the end of the day because that place is they work. The law there they work. Not just say the law they work, but yeah, the law they. But you know they work. Now it make you see say they can do whatever they want. They no say no law go hold them.
Okay. We they talk about environmental pollution on citing industries and all of that. You see, when we go around, we discover say okay. Let me first of all use before I come down to naming states. I go stick with one of the very heavy industrial states in Nigeria, Lagos State. Sometimes last year or 2019, we discover say there was a place when they call a dumping warehouse, where a Chinese company when they do production outside Nigeria, they can't dump their waste for here, for inside Lagos State. So when the federal, when the state government eventually discovers, say, now waste that place that they can't drop for there, and they finally that in they find a way into either the drainage or, you know, waterways and others, and canal when the Lagos, the thing can create a lot of matter. And then somehow diplomatic statement and diplomats came into the matter. And as I speak to you today, it died. Because why make me bring them? You talk saying that the rat went the house. Now they tell the new visitor when they enter, say, see where you want pass. If you don't want your poison.
Yes.
And see how you go manage passing between this door so that a trap or rat gum
not go catch
you. Now, does that mean the people of the country no get waiting to talk?
Well, not be say they not get waiting to talk. You know, say the country.
When I may talk, both waiting they go fit do and waiting the steps when they go fit take. And I make me they ask
the whether the country now the government they run the country. Individual not they run the country. If you look at for country where you know if you come and come protest, if you protest, you be terrorist. You where you they protest for your own right. Of course, that thing will die natural death now because some set of people don't use and enrich themselves. 2-3 people go just sit down, they'll just talk and it don't end there. And you're surprised if you go check and that thing, they still they put that waste there, whether I like it or not. Now just those people talking out that time to make sure the company kind of fear, listen to them, give them what they want. That's just the truth. This country, a lot of things where they go. Enough, you feel try down for Chinese land. If they find that out, you they go jail.
One of our person go out from here to Benue, discover where therefore they do mining for cement and whatever.
Yes.
And along the line, how the waste they find a way into the water when the people, the streams they where drink, the people yes. they fetch, they drink and all of that. Now, ideally, cement waste from cement factory waste supposed flow into a running river
at all. It's not supposed to flow.
So irrespective of what it is it that the company do not even design where waste should go? What is the possible use of those waste when they make and they run into a running stream? Then eventually now, can they create people head challenges?
For the company to design, it cost money. So the company no one spend that money because they no.
No, in the first case, they no fair designer before the sighting of the
they're
company.
Not designer because the owner of that company get level. No need for us to mention it. Get level. In fact, you go tell you, they will tell you say now get Nigeria. So at the end of the day, he can do an according to them, they say the people don't complain tire. He get where those people go complain, soldiers go come, can't dispatch them. So if you look at nothing the people can do because now the government now if he help the people. For this period, this 21st century, now things like this they happen for this country.
Okay, this now extractive industrial scope and waiting with the truck now the negative impact of violating environmental laws, most especially the kind of air pollutions and water pollutions when they go on in some areas in Africa. And going by the way the whole thing they work out, we don't they gradually they discover now that a lot of people along the line we go discover say I move around some of the mining sites and where you have pulverizers, clushers, and when they do the mining of dolomite and clushing dolomite to fine powders for the companies when they do when they use them for manufacturing and animal feed, paste, and whatever, possible broken plates and more. Again, one thing I can't discover that constantly the people of that environment, their skin hardly shine.
The truth be say how your skin go shine now waiting we be like plants now waiting enter you now your body take the show. For example, now you plant anything now waiting you give the soil now it go give you back.
So You are indirectly telling me that the body is absorbing what it should not absorb.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Along the line, I discover what this. Let me just give you some of the things I noticed in that community, precisely in Edo State, where it's a part of Edo State and Edo North, where a whole lot of mining. I remember when we were talking about dolomite and limestone, we mentioned Ikpishi, in Akoko Edo. We mentioned Igwe, a lot of communities, and even Okmila. Among others, but I discovered that where we have more closures now as we speak in Edo State is Ikpishi. In most cases, people who are in that area constantly have issues that has to do with each time they cough, they always have a blood stain in their cough, which implies that their health issues are beginning to affect the lungs, possibly, and along the line. Because of violation of environmental laws, somebody's lifespan is gradually being reduced.
Now, you see the problem. I remember when I just finished secondary school, you get this WAMP call also for Lagos State, Chinese company, that they produce this, steel, that time, plate, where they taste our food now, where you put for paint, everything. Mm-hmm. I worked there. As you work, finish. They will carry milk, give you. You go drink milk, as in you need to drink and to clear yourself and your side, because the heat when they enter your body. As you they finish, because one hour, they know the reason why they're doing like that. You walk for 1 hour, you go sit down. After 1 hour again, you go back. 12 now the day one machine. As I and they work, once that 1 hour complete, you go there. Now so now take one. As now they finish your last session, straight to water. You bait well. As you bait, they come out. They give you your milk, 2 can, drink them. But you know it, the Nigerians where they charge can't do. They can't. They carry the money. They're not gonna give until one day. No, so those Chinese now they always they day around for that. They come, they say, you know, some of us can be friend to them. They say, come, they ask us, you just finished this thing for 2 days now. Why are you not drinking your milk? Oh, you don't join people who say they can't go as it's dangerous, so make sure you drink. You say, which milk? They didn't give us milk. Say, what? Before they can't go meet the people. Now make me they tell you, say, now the rats were there inside the house. Then the third one asked, I say, CRCB. And when we can't come out, when we go to school, by the time we come back, I can't go visit people there. That time, they don't even stop to give milk. Now, the Chinese don't know, say, they get right not to give you. Anything happen to you now, you're on your own. Nothing they happen, you not feel sue them. Because the Nigerians, where they were as head, don't tell them, say, nothing they happen. And the truth be that, so the safety of this thing not called consign them. That time, I guess somebody will say they try to put this thing for this. The engine take in hand, he give him a short sleeve. That man come, they drag, say, made the payment where they don't already approve for him. When Chinese say, made the payment more, it take him years until the thing called cause trouble for the company before they fit pay him. Because the person in charge, Chinese man, don't already sign everything, he might say they don't pay him, but the Nigerian idea has said, don't hold him. He hold the money, if possible, don't ever use ourselves. So if you look at all those companies, especially those multinational companies, not be say they no one yield to this thing. Now our people here, they tell them, say nothing they happen. So until the government use one or two, take cite example. Just imagine now, somebody go because of say you can't take my own natural resources. My people go they cough blood. And those people know tell me say they not get one person for government. Well, if he talk, but he not go talk, because brown envelope or white envelope they always they come. That one are the truth.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because I like you just explained, the thing is beginning to make me remember around 2004 when they give light to that community. And the transformer can't get issue. And one day, they say, make the the transformer, if the company, the community, not ready to give transformer back to the community, but they shut down operations. And instead of the company to go buy transformer, they just waka go buy Mercedes Benz, go give kink.
It don't finish.
Wait. like you use the word envelope, and then it was within a 400,000, I'd be 40,000, and then they buy for they come put envelope when you go take buy for. Then 40,000 era was huge anyway. But what I'm trying to say, along the line, we can't discover, say, all the battle consigning the community, no progress, no road. That all this why these people they come in respect to the discussion, but somebody constantly they collect something somewhere, yeah, and it has become an issue. Now, wouldn't be the role when the people supposed play at this point, knowing that your leadership or the leadership is the cause of them not benefiting? Because if you bring it back to Niger Delta, as at yesterday, you see that the people in the Niger Delta are saying they should scrap NDDC.
Yes.
Because of the same issue of not being able to do what they should do. Somebody is calling for the sack of the minister. Others are saying just cancel the entire
system.
Now, vexation of scrapping, I don't think is the solution. So what is the role of the people in this? For them to be able to make sure the environmental laws are strictly abided by. The people who are coming in,
like I tell you before, operators. The role, the people supposed to come out, protest, to voice their way. But in this country, if you protest, you are a terrorist.
Oh.
They will shoot you aside.
Yeah. You mentioned that. You can be shot aside.
So why will you not come and protest for your own rights?
So it therefore means that social conditioning of not protesting the people should just keep quiet and never speak.
And endure it. That's what the government have told us. From experience.
No one should complain.
No one should just complain.
Along the line, I'm beginning to see too that the entire nation is going through the same peculiar issues. If you look at the mining of dynamite, calcite, feldspar, and a whole lot of others, which we will come back to later, the function of feldspar, what it is being used for, why ammonium, where you can find ammonium in Nigeria, and eventually why it is being used, and what are the possible things that it can be used for. We will still return back, but there is a need for us to look at what the people are going through. If the government then, don't you think, if the government is actually now conditioning the people, do you not think that during the election, the people always forget that the government is the same people punishing them?
Well, as if you not know, say
during electionary campaigns, I am saying
as if you not know, say election, your vote does not count. That's just the truth. My own opinion, anyway. Your vote does not count. Why? Because no matter how you vote,
are you saying that to the entire world, or you are only particular about Nigeria or Edo State?
I'm talking about Nigeria.
Okay.
At least I'm not there or that world, but we know most of us don't see where the people go support a particular candidate. Where you imagine you not see anybody where support the other one, but at the end of the day, that one go win. Why? Because now the government supports, now they want. So me can they wonder whether 1+1 big past 5+10. Because at the end of the day, picking where right exam where supposed full exam, no say go fail exam. Now the truth be that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say go reach exam, I go say no need to write. I beg you, after all, the lecturer like me. Now they apple for Nigeria. Simple. So you will not fee hold them for a country where you go tell farmer, say, for farmer to apply for loan, you bring international passport. Then when they won't vote, you go put a ballot box even for the primary square near their house. But if you need them to do something, you go put them for one place, more of them go gather, make them suffer. That's the problem. Until things begin work right for this country, more just forget things. That's it.
Well, my people, if you still listen, this is my informing radio, and what we discussed today on extractive industrial scope. Now, the negative impact or negative effect of environmental law violation. And you they discover, say, along the line, so many health hazards and health issues don't they spring up alongside communities, most especially communities and neighboring towns where mining and productions they take place. Apart from the fact that a lot of companies are relocating, but those who stays are still somehow people see them as doing business in expense of the lives of the host communities. And therefore, we are looking at it that there is a need for people to be able to change their perception and orientation about this issue of we should be silent and never wish to talk about this matter. But if the people die, there will be no community.
Exactly.
There are so many jobs that some of these people are doing for you in that site. If they all go, there will be no way you can exist. What makes you have a company is because you have a people to really enforce your companyship. That is how I see business.
Exactly.
If there are no people, your business is actually nothing. A pastor cannot mount a podium to start preaching to chairs until there are first members.
Exactly.
Neither can an imam go and be speaking on top of whatever in a mosque until there are first sitters. So also it is that your leadership is nothing until there are followers. And so the people deserves your complete and undivided attention if you must. Otherwise, during campaign, you were supposed to just have a talk with your leader and go home and stay, since you said they don't matter. No, because I'm beginning to look at it from this angle now, that if the people don't matter, then don't campaign during elections.
Exactly.
You are campaigning because you think that they are the only people that can help you out. But when it comes saving them, you are no longer there for them. You only consider the likes of a few. Those who donated money to your project. Those who were there to always make you, help you manipulate things. Well, my people, this now inform me radio. And the program when you they listen to na extractive industrial scope. The topic today again, na negative impact of environmental, the impact of violating environmental laws. And along the line, we don't discover, say, so many things they go on. Well, Mr. Mike, you go tell us one small thing again. Maybe we take Waka come up for studio because time don't the Waka pass us. Well, you know, say this program, na time na be the problem when we get, but we go the manager and they go like that, sharply. So I beg, what will be your advice now to our listeners and to for them to be able to tell their people, what do you think say the people need to do before citing a company, bringing in an industry? Because of poverty rate, people they see when company they come, na jubilation, they go even use dance, call
yes.
Come welcome the people. But waiting they supposed to look out for, was it the promises or waiting will be the aftermath effect of their coming?
The advice we say, any company, any this way won't bring this in coin your place. As a community on our first give them, made a sign terms and condition. Those why they go tell you, say, no worry, make we start. Later, we go see to it. That one a story. And they call story. That thing, that condition where you give them, maybe if they say waste disposal, tell them, say, make them build them everything before they commence because they must drop that waste. Some say they'll tell you, say, no more, just after when they drop and after like 2 years or 1 year, we'll not build and construct. And that one allow you. Give them condition before they enter. Not be say, on a go allow on a leader, collect small thing, brown envelope for pocket, come begin tell them, I'm gonna leave there, no worry, the government already. No, not that. Make sure you give them condition. Now, thank you.
Okay, my people, now here we go carry the matter reach today. What we want to make everybody here listen to today, we say, if you want site industry, don't do your business in expense of the your host community, because your business is a no business if there is no one present around you. Until we go to hear ourselves again when next we come, my name is Stibila Adeomo Akao. I greet everybody this wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.